are His people and He is our God. In our heavenly home, God wipes away all our tears, takes away all our suffering, and wipes out death forever. In our heavenly home, God takes away our sorrow, our crying, our pain, and our yearning for a home to call our own, because now it is ours. In our heavenly home, Jesus takes us by the hand and introduces us to all the saints and fellow members of the household of God who have gone into glory before us. In our heavenly home, Jesus changes our earthly poverty into heavenly riches. He changes our wretched illnesses into perfect health. He changes our fallen weakness into resurrection strength, and our damnable sinfulness into divine and holy perfection. In our heavenly home, we see Jesus face to face forever. And by His grace, then, we will know that peace that passes all understanding all the way down to our bones. In our heavenly home, we will truly say from the depths of our soul, there is no place like home. So listen to God today. Listen to Him every day. And answer His invitation when He invites you to come home. Don't be like those people in Jesus' parable in the gospel. I don't care how nice your land is. I don't care how wonderful your new oxen are. I don't care how great your spouse is. Whatever those things happen to be in your life that take you away from God, nothing on this earth, absolutely nothing at all, can compare to the glories and the wonder and the beauty and the blessing of your home that Christ has made ready for you in heaven. So come home when God calls you. Come home. Come home right now. By joining with all your fellow citizens and saints and worshiping God and receiving His gifts every chance you get. Come home by repenting of your sins and putting away every earthly love that takes your love away from the Lord your God. Come home by listening to God's word and holding it sacred in your heart. Come home by eating Christ's body and drinking His blood as He comes and makes His home in your heart. Come home by joining with all the saints in heaven and on earth in saying your prayers and in offering up your hymns and psalms and spiritual songs to the Lord our God. Answer your Lord's invitation and come home. And when your last hour comes, when you breathe your last upon this earth, Jesus will have just two special words for you. The most precious words you'll ever hear. When you die, Jesus will say, "Welcome home." And then you will say with an understanding beyond everything we know now, "There is no place like home." Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
Holy Spirit.
Amen.